Hello there, children. Are you listening? Well, you shouldn't be, because this is not for kids. And if you're a kid, you shouldn't be listening. Heed my warning. Get the fuck out. Hey, Christian.
Hey, James.
Guess what I got?
What?
Big old fat ass green bag of topics.
Topics about what?
Let's discuss it. Yo, welcome back to the On Blast Podcast with Canicar. This is our first episode in 2021, I believe.
Yeah.
And we're happy to be back amongst the whole COVID thing. It's been, production-wise, it's been rough, but I feel like we've used our time pretty wisely.
Yeah.
It's writing scripts and things. And
it's getting pretty wild, but we're back, and I know the last time we talked about doing a podcast on a trip we took, but we had a lot of technical difficulties and
a lot.
It's just, yeah, it didn't happen. So we're back, and we're going to be on a roll. We're going to try to get out as much content as we possibly can, so be on the lookout for that.
And within the coming months, hopefully we'll be on the lookout for merch. Because we actually did have someone that wanted to buy something today, and we didn't have it. So, hopefully, when we go on these podcasts, we'll be able to give you a link to go get some merch.
But anyway, like you heard in the intro, got a big bag of goodies here. So, we had this new concept where we're talking about, like, hey, let's do lists.
Which we've been wanting to do that for a while, though, too.
So, we compiled a big list of lists.
We made a list for our lists.
We both got our notebooks in front of us, and we were sitting there talking about, like, hey, what's your top five this? Or, you know, like, top five, not necessarily flavors, but
anything. Just top 10 of, like, okay, top 10 things you like to do in the dark.
Or yeah, top five, top 10, top 20, whatever. Just different things. And he would come up with some stuff, and I would come up with some stuff, you know, getting tongue-tied here.
With some. Lists and lists.
We thought about it heavy, so we come up with these different topics, and we put them in this little green bag. Honestly, it's a crown roll bag.
I was like, why didn't you just say that? It's a whole lot simpler. Then, oh, I got a green bag. I'm just going to tell you that, guys.
Well, anyway, so we're going to do here is get out the bag. Hold on a second. You got your notebook ready?
Yes, but I'm not going to open it until I know what we're doing.
All right.
Just because I want to be able to just flip to what I need to do and then do it. Just so you know, we pre-made the lists, but the lists, we got all the topics that we have in this bag and have a list for each one that we sat down and did separately, so neither person knows what's on the other person's list, so it's kind of one of those things we're going to just sit and discuss as to why and the stories behind it, whether it be just anything. It could be, why is Sprite your favorite drink? Not saying that's what it is, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So
something that, like, two people, like, people listening, you could be like, dang, why is that at number 10? Or why is that at number 2? You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Make your own list at home. Join us.
Or not.
Or just listen on your drive.
Anyway, let me get in this bag real quick. Okay. So, reaching in the bag. Hold on. I got this. All right.
I don't get to do nothing. I'm like a child.
All right. You got your boot ready?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I do.
Oh, snap. I can't believe. Dude, this is like one of the first ones we thought about.
What is it? All right, I can't read it.
I got it set up for this one. All right. All right, you ready?
I'm ready to be surprised.
All right. And the topic is
this is the first one. If this is what I think it is. top 10 favorite movies.
Bro. How I gotta find my list.
Hold dude, up. Tell me how we got that one first, because that's the one that I wanted to do the most, but figured it wouldn't be the first one. And just so you know, this is randomly chosen. We don't have the video. We don't have the video version yet, which we're gonna start doing that too. But
all right,
I got mine. Don't look. Don't peek.
All right, I got mine. All right. How do we go? Okay, paper rock scissors.
The first one's paper. The disgusting. First one's paper rock scissors.
All right.
But then, like, I'll do 10. I'll do my number 10, and then you do your number 10. Then back and forth. We'll just discuss it.
I think we should do the honorable mentions later or whatever. And we got our own rules for our own list. Like,
or should we do the honorable mentions first?
I think it should be either way you want. Like,
I'm gonna start with my honorable mentions.
All right, hold on. Let's do it. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Paper, rock, scissors. Fuck. Hold on, I didn't do it right.
I'm fucking having a spasm in here.
What did they do in Big Bang Theory? Paper, rock, scissors. Wizard Spock.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I can't remember.
I haven't watched that in so long.
Okay, paper, rock, scissors. Is it paper, rock, scissors or rock, paper, scissors?
I always say rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, shit.
Scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All
right,
you go first.
Oh, I got it first. Okay, should I do my honorable mentions first? Yeah. Or?
Okay, go through your honorable mentions. If you have a story to tell with them, you can.
Ooh, okay.
But the honorable mentions, we're not going to take as much time because...
Ah, but I like my honorable mentions.
Okay, just... On the honorable mentions, you just go through all of your honorable mentions first.
Okay.
We're not going to go back and forth, so... When I go to my number 10, I'll start with my honorable mentions first.
All right. Well, all right. Honorable mentions like this.
I got my notes face down because I don't want you to see mine, and I'm trying not to look at yours.
One of my honorable mentions, like, it could have made the top 10, but it's one of those, like, I just really love it, but I don't really consider it favorite. But I love the whole franchise. Okay, that's one of my rules. It's like I'm gonna include, like, when I say a movie, that includes the whole franchise, but I'm going to say specifically which one of that franchise is my favorite.
I'm going to do the same.
Well, this is kind of a franchise, sort of, but...
Bro, hold it where I can't see it? I don't want to see it. I want to look at it so bad.
All right, like, have you ever seen any of the Ernest movies?
No, but you told me about them.
Dude, when I was a kid, I fucking loved Ernest.
I know who he is.
Well, my favorite Ernest movie is one of my favorite Halloween. Oh, if we do a Halloween list is in here. So, but anyway,
is just overall top movies, not certain genre.
Dead giveaway though, but Ernest Scared Stupid is a great, like.
Isn't it the one you were telling me that there was some troll in a tree?
Yeah, it's almost
something?
Like kind of scary.
I've not sat down and watched any Ernest movie. I've seen pieces of it, but I've never just sat down and...
Dude, we're going to get backlash for that.
Dedicate... For me saying that?
Yeah.
I've just never dedicated...
You're not American, especially a Southern.
Dude, I've never just been like... My family's not from the South.
Okay.
It's just not something I was ever like, you know what, I'm going to sit down and invest this next hour
so
and a half.
I'm getting through my... Anyway, Ernest. Honorable mention. All the Ernest movies, but specifically Scared Stupid. Moving on to the next honorable mention. Forrest Gump.
Dude.
Why? Because it's like, when I was a kid, it was probably one of my favorites, but it's one of those movies, like, I seen it so much, like, forever. I've probably seen that more than any other movie, possibly.
I agree. And now, I feel like some of our stuff's going to line up. Maybe, I don't think, as far as, like, the type of people we are, I don't think that our favorite movies, per se, are going to be exactly the same. But I feel like there might be one or two that match up.
Well, Forrest Gump's in my honorable mention just because, like, it's just one of those movies that's really good. And I'd always go back and watch it, but it doesn't make the top 10. My top 10's, like, I'm probably going to get a lot of backlash, too. But
I just want everybody to know that we really made these separate. And we didn't sit down and write these together. So I'm literally learning for the first time what he's got wrote down.
Also, there's no animation.
Yeah, that's a whole, mine, not mine either. I wanted to make that its own category.
Yeah, me too. So that's why I kind of want to make that a list too. So I might like throw that in the bag because that's not in the bag.
Yeah.
So, all right. Then my next honorable mention is.
And no judging. I respect everything, every decision that you've made on that list that I don't know about yet. I'm going to respect it. I'm not going to make fun of you. I'm going to ask questions, maybe.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies you can like because there's a specific reason why. Forrest Gump is
a lot
like,
of mine have stories behind them and experiences.
That's kind
of
like me, too.
Right. Anyway, honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. All right, I'm sorry. I only have like four honorable mentions on here. There's probably more, but this is just what I threw out. Like,
I have
five. My head.
I just set aside five.
All right. Nightmare on Elm Street. I like the entire franchise, but my favorite specifically is part three.
I was going to say the same thing.
Usually that's like anybody's favorite.
It's not on any part of my list, but I would agree that if I'm going to watch Nightmare on Elm Street, I would rather watch the like part three.
Now, next honorable mention. Now, this almost made my top 10. Like, it was close. Like, I thought about it. And actually, it was on my top 10. But I took it off. But, anyway.
Why won't it do it all the way?
Sorry, we're having technical difficulties. Anyway,
because he's fucking going nuts because of it. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I don't understand. God damn it!
We'll be right back
after these messages. Actually, dude, I'm just gonna leave it going. I feel like we're personal enough with these motherfuckers.
No, don't get. Because if I was listening to this at God. Damn it.
I wouldn't be upset.
All right, just...
You're just going to talk shit about me for
right,
10
pause
seconds.
Pause it, and we're coming right back, like we always do. Like,
no,
watch
fuck
this.
That.
Watch this. Look, we're going to go away for about an hour, but so for you, it's only going to be like a split second, okay?
Pause.
Okay, we're back. That was like a whole two-hour ordeal. But anyway, but for you, it wasn't. So, moving on. To my next honorable mention. I'm not even made it to the list yet, for fuck's sake.
It ain't my fault.
Yeah, but anyway.
We need a better office.
Anyway, this is the most soundproof office we got. My car.
We need an actual office.
But anyway, next. Highlander.
I've never seen it.
There's like five Highlander movies, and there's like fucking two TV series.
You're going to have to explain it to me. I've never seen it.
Oh, I can't explain it to you.
What is the genre?
Oh, action.
Is it anime?
No. There is an anime movie, but no.
What is Highlander?
It's like a...
I'm an idiot, dude. I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of a Ben Stiller movie.
You talking about Zoolander?
Yes. I was like, why is that in your top 10?
No.
But why is that in your autumn? It's not a bad movie. No.
Okay, now moving on to my top 10. Now, starting...
Oh, this is... I was trying to do sound effects.
But anyway. My number 10 spot.
I'm so curious. Get the list out of my face. I'm trying not to look.
Well, don't look. Joe Pesci, Danny Glover, Gone Fishing.
Oh, my God, dude.
The reason why...
Yeah, you tell your story first. I know why this is in your top 10 because you've told me this story separately.
This was the first movie I ever seen in a movie theater. It was back in... I want to say it was like 96, 97, something like that. And we went to the theater. I went with my stepdad. And we, like all week long, I'd say, hey, do you want to see the new Jurassic Park movie? And when I was a kid, oh, I'm surprised Jurassic Park didn't make it on my list. Meanwhile, that's just a point.
Keep stay on yeah. Subject.
But we went to the movie. They were going to watch The Lost World, and I love the first one. I'm glad that was not my first movie to see in theaters.
What?
Jurassic Park, The Lost World.
Oh.
That was almost the first movie I ever seen in theater. But we went to see it, and we got to this now.
Talking
like,
about the second one?
Yeah. Oh, but God. We got to the movie theater,
it's
and...
the worst one.
Like, it was sold out. And I remember it was like, oh, man, it's, you know... And they tried to tell me, it was like, I was distraught. I was like, literally like, what do you mean? Like, it's like sold out.
Like, and you were like genuinely upset.
I was like, yeah, why can't we watch this movie? Like, I didn't understand.
I can feel that pain.
I was like six.
I can feel that pain because I lived in Leapwood. So, like, Dad took us to the movies all the time because there's nothing else to do.
But, no, anyway. It's like, we got to watch the next best thing. So, we watched this, the one wants to say Gone Fishing, and they're trying to hype it up, and I'm like, fuck gone fishing? Like, why don't I? I'm a 6-year-old kid. What the fuck? I want to watch dinosaurs. Watch two grown ass men like fishing. But anyway, watched the movie and I loved it. I thought I laughed as a kid. Like that movie, like I don't understand like how a kid could find that movie funny, but I did and I loved it. And I was interested. And I remember like later on going to the video store and it come out and renting it as a kid, and like now I own it on DVD and I fucking love it.
Oh dude, I enjoy that movie because of my papaw. All right. Anyway.
But yeah, that's on my list because it's the first movie I've seen in theater, and it was a great first movie. And that movie's, like, went into, like, cheap shit. Like, you find it in, like, a dollar bin somewhere.
Yeah, but it's...
it's in, like, a multi-pack. You know it's, like, movies are doomed once they make it to, like, a 20-movie multi-pack.
Facts. But sometimes there's hidden gems.
All right, your turn.
My number 10, and I thought about this a lot because I had one in my honorable mentions... that almost made it past this one. And actually, I gotta go with my honorable mentions first.
Miss Congeniality.
No, I gotta go with my honorable mentions. In no particular order. Forrest Gump's on mine.
Under honorable mentions?
On my honorable mentions.
Oh, shit.
Basically, for the same reasons you said. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, I've seen this movie 30 times.
30?
You know what I mean? Like, I've seen this movie a bunch of times. And it's been good every time, but I've seen it so many times, it's like, I'd rather not watch it if there's something else to watch.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But it's like, if someone was like, hey,
it's one of those, like, man, that'd be a cool movie to see in theaters, but once
like, if somebody didn't, if somebody's never seen it, and they're like, and I was like, you've never seen Forrest Gump? I'd make them watch it.
It's one of those movies, like, you legit think, it's like, man, that'd be a good movie to want to see in theaters, but when you actually go to see it in the theater, like, man, I've seen this movie before.
Yeah, like, I know what's going to happen.
Like, but, I've seen movies in theaters that I've seen before, like, old movies.
Yeah.
And it was epic, but I think Forrest Gump be one of those, like, I kind of like, damn, I kind of feel like I wasted my money.
Yeah,
here.
Like, I could, like, if you rented one out, you'd be like, damn, I could have watched something else.
Yeah. Because I've seen one of my top 10 in theaters, like, and it's an old movie. And it was epic. Just to see it in theaters. Like, any movies on my top 10... I want to see in theaters. And some of them I have.
Facts. I have too. Some. That's when I watched them for the first time, some of them. Anyway. honorable mentions. Forrest Gump. Okay. American Pie 2. Because that's my favorite American Pie movie.
Okay. So you're going to say, is it just American Pie 2?
Or I is like, it the franchise? I like the whole. Your favorite? Yeah. Okay. I like the whole entire franchise as a whole. But American Pie 2 is the one that's like... I would, like, I'd literally go in and watch it right now if I had it.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And this was very hard for me, okay, because, and I don't want to do any spoilers towards, like, other lists or whatever, but I'm going to.
It's
going to
be, all right.
If that's obviously going to be on my list. But, like I said, in particular, this is part 6. Any comments, Joe? If it's on your list, don't tell me. You wait till we get there. But honorable mentions part 6 is on there, and that's the one that I had trouble with putting at number 10, other than the one that's at number 10. But anyway, Friday the 13th, the whole franchise, but part 6 is the individual one. Okay, this one, all of these were actually hard. It took me a long time to make this list.
Okay, I actually, like, when I made this list, I looked at it and I had to be thorough with it because I'm like, damn. I'm pretty sure I have a lot more favorite movies that would top these, but this is just the ones that come, because you know how hard it is to ask a movie buff, like, what their favorite movies are?
Well, yeah, because it's like there's so many that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, okay, the first one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, like that sprung me into the Marvel Universe as a kid.
I wanted to, like, I loved Spider-Man as a kid, but when that movie came out, I was hyped for it. Like, I was, like, fucking Spider-Man fever. But when I seen it, I was disappointed.
Well, for me, I'm younger than you.
It made me kind of, like, take a step back from Spider-Man.
Before, the only Spider-Man that I've seen before this Spider-Man came out was the Amazing Spider-Man, like, the animated series.
Yeah, see, that's what, I like that, well... The 90s Spider-Man, well, like the cartoon, and the video games. And then I like Spider-Man though. But
the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man is my Spider-Man because that.
I guess I just expected there to be a lot more to it because I knew like
that catapulted me into comics and reading about the other shit that hadn't even come out yet. You know what I mean? Like movies that came out recently and shit like that.
But I remember Christmas that year. That's what I wanted for Christmas was a Spider-Man VHS tape.
You remember the Spider-Man shit with the like silly string sprayers?
Yeah, I wanted one. Never got it.
I got it for my birthday one year.
I think I got a water sprayer that was similar to it or something like that, like a water gun you mount to your wrist.
Yeah.
And the glove was too small for my hand.
Oh, you're a big dude.
All right.
And last but not least on the honorable mentions list is the Rob Zombie Halloween. Now, not because that's my favorite Halloween movie, but because of the story that goes with it is the only reason it's on my honorable mentions. Uh-huh. Because my buddy, his name, I'm not going to say his last name, but let's just say Hunter Blank. And I lived in Savannah, right? Uh-huh. Anyway, he was having a birthday thing, right? So I'm thinking, oh, we're all going to go out and watch a movie, right?
Uh-huh.
So my mom takes me up there and buys my ticket because it's a rated R movie. And the bitch leaves.
You want to sit down and hear your breath? Like my mom bought me a ticket and then she left. And she left!
But she did. She fucking left. And I'm thinking, all right, cool. And I remember having this hat, right? And the movie came on and it was like, and you know Savannah Theater. There's like maybe 9 people in there max.
I got a similar story, but continue.
Anyway, it was me and him. And he was with his girlfriend. So I was like, I don't want to impede. And like that. So I'm going to sit over here. Because we was all going to his house after. So I was like, I'm just going to sit over here.
I'm
going to
sit over here because I don't want to pee.
No, impede.
Oh, okay.
Because like he's with his girlfriend. You're in middle school. That he's probably getting his dick touched.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't want to be involved in that. So I was like, I'm just
going to sit. You didn't want to impede.
Yeah. I was over here just by myself, right? Yeah. And that movie was just so fucking frightening because, not because, like, now I could watch it and be fine. Yeah. But it scared me because I was in there by myself, sitting by myself, no one in the proximity of me. I couldn't see nothing but, like, one person's head at the bottom. And I'm watching this fucking movie through the holes in my hat so I can cover my eyes when I get startled. Then the whole fucking night over at his house, dude, I was so... I literally thought someone was going to come in and fucking murder a slasher style. Like, that's what I thought.
Dude, I got a similar story, but I'm going to make it quick, though. Like, same kind of ordeal, but when there was a two-screen theater that near, like, where I, kind of the next town over close to where I live, like, bigger town, and they had this, little two-screen theater, and the people that owned it knew my mom, so in the middle of the day one time, she had to go take care of a few things, and I wanted to go see a movie, so they let me have... they let me come in because nobody was there and they're about their showtime. So they're like, hey, you want to watch a movie for free? Because they knew my mom. And it's like, yeah. And they gave me popcorn and a Coke. And I remember going in this room and I can't remember what the other movie played, but the only one I kind of wanted to see because I like horror movies, it was the Amityville Horror remake.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. And I was all by myself. And that's not really that great of a movie. I mean, it's pretty creepy.
But as a kid...
Yeah, but I was like, I knew what Amityville Horror was. I remember watching them on TV during, like, Halloween and stuff on Sci-Fi or whatever. But, man, dude, I went in there and I sat right in the middle by myself. I'm not talking about, like, my friend was there, like you said.
Like, you were in there yourself.
Yeah, I wasn't impeding on my friends or nothing, but so.
I
wasn't peeing on my friends because he was getting his wang touched. But no, I was like right in the middle by myself in that theater. Like the only person that was closest to me was probably the guy operating the projector. So I'm sitting there, and this movie, like as soon as the movie starts, it's like this black and white scene about the dude that's killing the family and shit. And it's just all like loud and shit. And he's just going in there just fucking blasting. And I'm just like, oh my God. And that movie kept going and just like. Being by myself, but then watching that movie, like, by myself now on a movie, just like,
What was wrong with me back then?
Just being in a theater and stuff. I was, like, maybe fifth grade, something like that. But, anyway, that's my similar story. I understand where you're coming from.
All right, so my number 10 is probably going to be, like, it's a good movie, but it probably shouldn't be on my top 10 if I didn't have the story
with it. So now you're looking at it, you're like, man.
No, it shouldn't be on my top 10, but the story that came with it when I first seen it, it should be on my top 10. And it's Natural Born Killers.
All right.
And It's not a bad movie, really.
No, like, movies like that, though, I wouldn't put them on my favorite list. Because I see those movies more like a work of art versus it being something.
And see, this is where it ties into it. Like, I thought the same thing, right? But this is a podcast for people that are 18 years of age or older, right?
Yeah, no kids because they need to fuck out.
Fuck off. If you're a kid, if you're a kid and you didn't listen to the disclaimer at the beginning, listen to it now. I'll give you a second. All right, now that motherfucker's gone.
He's still there.
I was high, right?
When you was a kid and you was on the porn things and they had that little thing popped up, are you 18? You said, yup.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But anyway, I just got done smoking, right? Marijuana. I've never done any other drug in my life. And if you smoke weed, whatever, I don't care. Just don't do heroin. What all those other drugs that are bad.
Anyway.
I was high, right? And me, my brother, me, Corey, and my cousin Ryan were in there. And Dad just gave me this thing of movies in this RV. And, you know, we had, like, a nice little setup. That's where we all chilled. And, we turned that movie on high as shit, dude. And the whole time, I was just, like, tripping balls. Because this movie is a work of art. And I'm just like, I don't understand what's going on, but I'm really loving every second of it.
It was kind of cringy to me.
That's the beauty of it. But anyway, that's the
Rodney reason. Rodney Dangerfield in that movie creeps me out because he's the dad that like
rapes the daughter and stuff.
Yeah, but they don't ever do it. But the expressions he has, and you know, the gross
It was, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Like saying something without saying it. Implementing, maybe.
Impede.
No, that's different. But anyway, that's why it's my number 10. Now, we're going to go to your number 9, so...
Okay, number 9. I just snuck this one in there, like, because I love this movie. Like, everybody's going to look at, like, you didn't put Forrest Gump in your top 10, but you put this movie in. Like, out of all that guy's movies, you put The Burbs.
Dude, I've wanted to see that movie.
I have it.
But I've never have watched it.
It's like a dark comedy, but it's like...
Crazy motherfucker.
Hold on, I know what you're talking about. Don't take it to us like, oh no, you're talking about a totally different movie.
Yeah, but it's the same guy.
Yeah.
That's crazy motherfucker, and he put drugs all in the goddamn yard.
He planted drugs all over the property, the crazy son of a bitch.
Why does he remind me of Rex's family? Rex, if you're listening to this, bro, that's a compliment.
The guy that plays on Scary Movie plays Sid's dad, played in The Burbs. And this movie's funny because it's like, you just gotta watch it. Like, I can't spoil that movie for you. Like, please that movie, don't. All right, dude, I discovered another great movie that's not on my top 10, but it's not even close to being one of my favorites, but it's a really good movie, and it was kind of a hard movie to find, but there's a scene in that movie where fucking Tom Hanks is having a dream, right? And he's going through the TV before he falls asleep and has this fucked up nightmare, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 is on the TV. Which, that's not the movie I'm talking about, but there's another movie with Peter Fonda. It's called Race with the Devil. That movie is fucking creepy, and it's old. And, dude, that movie introduced me to that movie. My uncle that let me borrow The Burbs when I was a kid, he's the one that introduced me to that movie, too. He's the one that found it and bought it, and he was like, that was one of his favorite movies ever, was Race with the Devil. So that was kind of cool. But, no, that movie I used to borrow from my uncle all the time on this recorded Polaroid VHS tape. And, dude, it has Tom Hanks, the guy that played in Scary... I think he's dead now, but the dude that played the dad in Scary Movie. And it also had Corey Feldman in it.
Really?
Yeah, he's in it when he was a teenager. I love this street. That's a good movie. We should watch that one night.
The Burbs, number 9.
The Burbs. I have it on Blu-ray now, so that's awesome.
My number 9. This one's going to be confusing to understand. You know the movie, but the reason that it's where it is what happened recently made me realize that this is one of my favorite movies. And that is... I'm seeing shit. Talking about creepy shit. Anyway. Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
And there's a couple reasons. I got notes written down. And the reason that this is the true reason is because, like, I like the crime shows, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like Investigation Discovery. Okay.
Pause. You know they're making a new show called Clarice?
Number two. When I seen the commercial for Clarice, the amount of excitement that I got for that show coming out, I was like,
I wonder if there's going to be more stuff, like, about that character, like, she's involved in.
I'm hoping that it's going to be more of her backstory.
I know it has something to do with, like, Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, because the moths.
Well, no, it shows Buffalo Bill in the commercial. Remember, he has the goggles on in the basement?
Yeah, but it's also, because that's when she killed him.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. And it shows somebody down the hole.
Really?
Yeah, puts the lotion on the skin. That guy.
Or it gets the holes again.
Yeah, you know that guy's based on the same guy that Leatherface and Psycho is based on?
Ed Gein. But anyway, when the Clarice commercial came out, I was like, this is while I was making my list, and I was like, oh my God. Silence of the Lambs is one of my top 10 favorite movies.
I didn't like it that much.
I just like the...
People always got me hyped up about Hannibal Lecter, like being in like the serial killer list, like Jason and Freddy and Michael Myers and all them. Because, you know, Hannibal Lecter is always famous for having the cannibal mask. Mm-hmm. But in that movie, he's not really like the central part of the story.
He's just profiling Buffalo.
But at the end of the movie is when he gets his fame, but it's like still, it's kind of like short lived, you know. And he only wears that mask for like a split second. So, like, how did he even get that, like, how did that character get big just off that just few second scene? And then everybody's like, oh, dude, he's like one of the biggest serial killers. It's like, no, his backstory, he's like a big serial killer. You don't ever really know that. Like, you don't see it. You just see it at the end of the movie. And he's not even, like, that big of a character. Like, that movie revolved around Buffalo Bill. But how did Hannibal...
It's revolved around her more than him.
Yeah, so...
That's the premise of it, but she's the main focus.
But how did Hannibal Lecter become, like, the biggest part of that story?
I don't know.
Like, they made all these movies and shows and stuff based off that one character who was, like, the third leading character of that movie.
I mean, I get what you're coming from, but she's the one that made the movie for me. I'm not talking about
That's why,
like, this right here, it does not include...
I'm just saying, like, well, how did
the whole franchise.
How did they make a franchise revolved around a third leading character? Like, they made that movie, like, his movie. Like, that's how where he got his... Well, it's not really where he got his start, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But anyway,
I guess it's just Anthony Hopkins made the character.
You're number eight.
Is it eight?
Yep, that's eight. Yeah, you're number eight.
Okay. This movie is definitely in my on my list of favorite Halloween movies, along with Ernest Scare Stupid. But, spoiler alert, for future reference, Night of the Demons. Okay, that's
in your top 10, like, favorite?
Yeah.
I didn't think that would make it. I knew that would make your top 10. That's going to make my top 10 Halloween spoiler alert.
It was hard because I was, like, thinking about it. I was like, damn, that's just a movie I really enjoyed. Now, look at it. Also, with the backstory of it, funny story, we rented this movie, and I remember seeing the case of it, like the front of the VHS cover at the video store all the time, because of Angela on it, and I think she looked like a sucker, have a rattle or something. Anyway.
I thought the cover was her, but she, while her, she like, was a demon.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But she's got, like, something, I can't remember, or a drink or something.
Or the bullet, maybe?
No, it ain't a bullet. Anyway. She's, I remember seeing it and it freaked me out, like, all the time. And I remember I decided to nut up. And I was a kid. Like, I loved horror movies as a kid. So I was like, I want to rent that. And my mom and them, they didn't care. They let me watch horror movies.
My dad did, too.
And I'm talking about, like, I've been watching Jason since I was, like, three. But, we rented this movie and we get home. We rented, like, a stack of movies. And that was, like, the only horror movie I rented that day. And I remember I also rented Little Rascals. But anyway, we get back to the house and we go to watch it, and my uncle from next door comes over. He's the one that let me borrow The Burbs. He introduced me to, like, a lot of good movies when I was a kid. But he came over, and my stepdad was all watching it, and my mom left. She went somewhere. And the scene where the chick is fucking the guy in the coffin comes up, and she leans up, and her titties are flopped out, and I'm like, oh, and, you know, if my mom was in the room doing that, I was like, hey, cut your eyes, you know.
Cut it off.
It wouldn't be cut it off. It's just like, turn your head, cut your eyes, because that scene, you know, we never have to turn off, like, anything like that, but it was one of those situations where it's like, hey, you ain't supposed to look at that. But anyway, mom went there, and I was like, oh, shit, you know, and Lynn, my stepdad's like, you can watch it, no big deal. So, and my uncle's sitting there, and I'm like, he's going to tell my mom. And my uncle was cool. He used to be real quiet, big guy. And he just sit there and had his arms crossed. He just kind of laughed it off, like, hey, yeah, boys be boys. But anyway.
Boys will be boys.
We're sitting there, and we're like, we get a phone call. And it's Glenn's cousin that lives like 2 or 3 miles down the road. He's like, hey, y'all want to come over and hang out, grill or whatever? It's like, oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, some daughter's here and stuff. So, I was like, hey, you want to take a movie over there to watch it with them or something like that? He's like, yeah. He's like, we'll take that Little Rascals movie. All right. So we get the movies and put them back in the box, and we go over there, put the wrong movie in the Little Rascals box. I put Night of the Demons in the Little Rascals box. And we just took, we pulled the tape out at the scene where the chick raises up with the titties. So
when you played it.
So we went over there, and all these kids were there. We stuck the tape in the VCR. And as soon as it comes on, this bitch is like stood up.
Titties hanging out.
This Asian chick, and she just got her titties. She's fucking this guy to cough. And it's like, oh, shit, we got the wrong movie. I'm making a run for the house. So we had to turn around and go home and get the other tape, which was on like a mile or two down the road. But I just remember that. They were like, uh-oh. And, yeah, I didn't get in trouble for it, but I remember that being really awkward. Anyway, 8 was Night of the Demons.
That was a good movie.
Now that I watch that movie now, it's a lot, it's not really that scary compared to what it was when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was just like, the practical effects and stuff was like, ah! Yeah. And the voice is like, where are you going? The party's just begun. Like, oh.
That's creepy to hear in person.
Yeah.
My number 8...
Great.
I say it's a franchise, but it's only 2 movies. And it's on here because my love of this genre, like post-apocalyptic, is one of my favorite genres. I guess you could say that's a genre.
Yeah.
It's 28 Days Later.
Yeah, I guess.
Now, I like 28 Weeks Later, but 28 Days Later was like, I fucked up and like I said, I lived in Leapwood, and for a while, when it was me, Dad, and Corey, we didn't have cable or nothing like that. So
let's just be specific. Leapwood is BFE.
Yeah, there's no cell service. Well, I mean,
it's a little less BFE like where I'm coming from now, but it's more BFE than it used to be. I will say that.
Yeah. When I was younger, you know, before middle school, high school, it wasn't that bad. Like, we had a pool hall and a movie store.
My grandparents are buried out there.
But anyway, what happened was is I was... You know, after you've watched all the fucking movies on the shelf, you know, you're like, damn, let me just go through some stuff I haven't seen. And I seen this, and it was just me and Corey. Dad was at work, and it was a weekend. And I was like, it was in a 2-pack. It was a 28 days and 28 weeks or whatever. Because I guess 28 weeks had just come out, and they just did the 2-pack or whatever. Anyway, so I put that in, and I watched it, and it just was like, holy shit. Like, that was just a good movie, like. It wasn't one of those, like, Walking Dead movies. It was a more involved and, like, you know what I mean? Like, for me, it was just really good of a zombie movie. Like, it wasn't your typical zombie movie.
Yeah.
But I do like zombie movies as a whole.
I like older zombie movies versus the newer stuff. So
anyway, that was my number 8. So, I didn't have a big story for that one. The further up we go, the more the stories go.
Kind of, sort of. All right, number 7. Now, Highlander almost made it into my number 7. Like, I have it crossed out on my list. All right, this one was, I remember making my list, like, I think this is it. And then I went to their honorable mentions. I was like, and I gotta stick that in my top 10. But, all right, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The movie?
The original ones made, the first one was made in the '80s.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't really see that one first. The second one, The Secret of the Ooze, is fucking, okay, I remember when I was a little kid, I guess, like, back in the day, there used to be a thing about around here, like, backwoods video stores, obviously.
Like Chips?
Yeah. But, over in Finger, yeah, there's a town around here called Finger, by the way.
Yeah.
So
and it's right beside Leafwood.
Yeah. There used to be this little video store, and I remember going up there as a kid, and we rented some tapes one night, and I could barely remember. Like, I was, like, three, but I can almost remember at least three tapes. Mom rented a tape of Alice in Wonderland for me, like the cartoon.
Yeah.
I've never really liked that movie.
Yeah, it's all right.
Never really liked it. But anyway,
I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it.
I remember them renting that, and also that movie was, I think it's called My Girl, where Macaulay Culkin dies of getting the bee stings.
Never seen it. Spoiler alert. He just told you the end of the movie.
It's not the end of the movie.
The beginning.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah, it's like everybody's seen where he goes to get the...
We watched that movie at the house together. You made me watch that movie because it was on TV.
What?
When we lived at the duplex.
Yes. I don't think it was me, bro.
Yes, it was. I swear to
God. Why would I make you watch that movie?
Because it was on and
it's not even that good.
I think it might have been April, but
it had to be. It wouldn't be.
We all watched it.
I would not
you
make you...
You were fucking there.
I had to be, but I would not make you watch that movie.
I think April picked it because it was on TV, and then we just watched it.
That's something I don't see me doing. Hey, bro, let's watch My Girl.
Okay, you're right. I think it was April, but I know you were there.
Yeah, okay.
Because you were explaining it to me because we started it like...
That seems about right.
Because it started not at the beginning, so I was like, why? Who died?
Yeah, it's like...
You were telling me that...
Yeah, anyway.
Macaulay Culkin, you know.
We were in that movie.
Why?
And I don't know, I guess my mom picked it out or something, but...
That's not a bad movie.
No, it's not bad, but it's just a movie. It's
definitely not my top 50.
Anyway, we also ran in Ninja Turtles 2. And, dude, me as a kid, I love cartoons.
I love cartoons now.
Anything live action... That I could wrap my head around when I was a kid, I fucking loved. That's why I like Highlander. Mainly because it's swords and stuff like that. But Ninja Turtles was one of my favorite. Anything live action that seemed like superheroes or something like that, but it was real. Like, if the Marvel Cinematic Universe happened back then, and it was like a lot of superheroes back to back to back like there is now, dude, I'd been happy as shit as a kid.
You'd have been hitting puberty.
But Ninja Turtles come out too. And, dude, later on this year... I'm going to go see Vanilla Ice.
I don't know if I'm going to go.
I'm going to go. And if he plays the ninja rap, I'm going to be tickled shit.
I'm
going to
be tickled shit.
What? Go, ninja! Go, ninja! Go!
What a country thing to say.
But, yeah, Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze. That's a good movie.
My number 7 is very controversial. And I have to explain the story... of why the first one's on here, but the second one scared me more.
All right.
The Blair Witch.
Okay. I got to explain something to you that you might not know, but you said the second one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the one that came out just a couple years ago? Mm-hmm. You know, technically, that's like the third, right?
Yeah, that the Secret of the Shadows or whatever bullshit.
The Book of Shadows.
That sucked.
It did suck.
That movie fucking sucked. I remember
getting hyped up for it.
I don't even consider that fucking movie.
It's not
part of the fucking Blair Witch.
That movie is weird.
That movie is weird, but it sucked. It's made shitty.
Yeah.
Like, our videos on YouTube are better than that.
Yeah. That, well, I mean,
I would watch all of our
episodes. It was filmed okay, but that movie don't make any sense.
No, it's not. Don't even bring it up. Like, that's such a shitty movie.
This new one was okay, but then again, okay, I don't think this new one, like, justified anything. Like, it didn't. Like, it was just kind of out there just to kind of, like, you know, this is kind of like a follow-up. But even in this movie, it's like, what in the fuck is going on? But it's creepy as shit. That was
fuck
what made it good.
Yes, bro. That's why I'm saying.
But okay. if you take the creepiness out of that and just watch it.
It sucks.
Yeah, it's just as good. It's just as... good, or if not, like, the same movie as the first.
Yeah. Let me explain why, because I have the funniest fucking story of why, and I hope...
talking about Blair Witch, and we're sitting here at the edge of the
and
woods.
And it's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, we're from the Bible Belt. If you're from around here and you're listening to this, you know who we are, you know how creepy it is out here. But we're from the Bible Belt, and a lot of what, I guess, whatever you believe in, I respect your beliefs, but in our beliefs, and I feel like we touched base on this before, we believe in the supernatural to an extent, and we live in a place where you could say, like, a lot of things have happened, like the Bell Witch, that's the only time a state thing was an investigation on a supernatural cause, right? And that happened an hour and a half down the road. And, like, we're just in the Purdy Mansion, which, whatever, you know, that's a lot of wives' tales. But still creepy as shit out here. And you watch Blair Witch, and you're like, dude, you know how many times I've walked through the fucking woods out here? And, like, it literally looks like out here during the fucking fall time.
Yeah.
And it was just very creepy to see.
I live there.
And I lived, at the time that this movie came out, I lived on Bethel Purdy Road.
Yeah.
Like, 2 or 3 miles.
I lived on Bethel Purdy.
From the Purdy Mansion. And if you're not from around here and you're listening to this, just look up the Hearst Mansion in Purdy. And then you'll just...
Purdy, Tennessee.
And then just read about it or whatever. But anyway, it was Dad and Mom. I guess Mom was there. And my Papa, my Mama's Daddy was there. Mm-hmm. And I was watching this fucking movie, dude. And... we had this stupid-ass cat, right? And we're at the part where, like, they're finding the tongue and shit, and, like, it's getting... you think it's going to be even more intense later, but it's...
talking about the original?
Yes.
Is that what it was, the tongue?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
But anyway, this is, like, at that point where it was, like, they were running and shit was going on and blah, 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 leading up to the house scene.
Dude, all right, I was scared to watch that movie when it first... I was young when that movie came out.
I was
8.
I was younger than that.
But... oh, you probably a fresh one. But I remember my aunt and uncle next door, like, they fucking religiously for a second there was, like, into that shit. And I remember, like, oh, man, they were talking about, like, the real stuff. Because, you know, there's a lot of real shit that movie revolves around. Right? Yeah. Obviously, it's fake now. But for years, people thought it was real.
Yeah, that's why the whole town is, like, a tourist attraction.
People steal the signs and shit there now. But, fucking... they used to have these books about, like, the true story, like, Rustin Parr, like, of all that shit.
Yeah.
And
I'm creeped out when we get done with this podcast.
But I remember, like, oh, shit. I didn't even watch the whole movie through. Like, I remember seeing segments of it. Like, I couldn't watch it all the way through. I'm like, man, this is creepy. Like, this is real shit. But I remember the first time I watched it to the end, I'm like, stop. You know, the end scene where dude's in the corner and she just gets whacked.
Yeah.
It's like.
That really happened, though.
Huh?
Like, in real life, that kind of shit actually happened in those woods, that guy.
Rustin Parr, he took the kids and made one stand in the corner, and he would do his business with the other one. I don't know what he did, but exactly if he... but, yeah, that dude was a nut. Like, I've read the whole thing about him. He was just a fruitcake. That's...
you can't say that.
I mean, it was a fruitcake. But, anyway... yeah, that movie creeped me out when I was a kid, though. But I remember finally seeing it from beginning to end by myself, and just like, I mean, I was still creeped out because it's just the whole cinematography of it. But yeah. It's just like,
dude, I watched a documentary on how that was filmed, and it was pretty fucking neat how they did it. They literally
stuck them in the woods.
They actually stuck them in the woods with a map and waypoints. Dude,
I've seen. Quit freaking out, bro. I'm
fucking tripping, bro. It's not even Halloween. It's fucking February. Look,
I was watching a video the other day where people actually go in. You can go to the places where they were in the woods. It's not hard to get to. It's not hard to get out either.
It's because look at that fucking... You guys can't see this, bro, but the windows are fogging up. And it's foggy.
If we
even
make our way up there, we got to go in the woods. The scene where they first started seeing the little tree figures.
I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. Yeah, because if I see something like that in the woods, bro, I'm going to trip.
They're still there.
I wouldn't go.
They made them for the movie, though, like with twine and shit.
I know, but that's still fucking trippy as fuck.
But when they made them, they hung them from the trees, all those little stick figures, they're still there. Like, people go up there and look at them now, and they're still, like, wound up with the same twine and everything.
Can't do it, bro.
I'd take one, bro.
Fuck that.
They made them for the movie.
It's just one of those things I wouldn't want to have around me.
Bro, it would be cool as shit, but bro, you remember the Blair Witch? I fucking quit looking up. I'm
fucking
window.
Tripping, bro. The lights and the trees and shit. All right, anyway.
You live next to town.
I know. I can see loves from here.
There's a playground, like, on the side of these trees. He's like, God, there's a witch in the back here. I swear to God. Rusty Parkinson's going to come out of the woods and whack you in the back of the head.
Rusty Parkinson.
Make you stand in the corner.
God damn it, let me tell my story. So anyway, we had this stupid cat, and it knocked the lamp over at that time.
Yeah.
Okay? my papa, bro, or my dad jumped up and got scared as fuck, and he took off running, right? Yeah. In the blanket. He had the blanket on him.
Yeah.
And he, like, paused the movie and ran. He was like, oh, shit! At the same time, accidentally, I watched this whole thing go down, and I didn't even know what was going on. And the blanket, it was black, right? And all we had was that little lamp on, and the cat knocked it over and unplugged it.
Yeah.
So it was dark, and you had the TV, like, that was it. And that was the box TVs, the Sanyos, or Sanyo, yeah, 42-inch box TVs. Yeah,
yeah. I think I might still have one of those.
But anyway, that fucking blanket went over my pawpaw, dude, and he said, oh, shit! He just jumped up, dude. And he fucking went to take off, and it was one of those old-ass couches where, like, the fucking had zippers that were, you could see,
yeah.
And it was one of those black Afghans with the holes.
Yeah.
And then he got caught on the zipper, right? So when he was going, the blanket was pulling, bro. And he was screaming, Matt, the bitch has got me! And Dad fucking left me, which I'm his child. And he left me and that motherfucker. And then fucking the blanket popped off the zipper. And that motherfucker head, like, ate the coffee table, dude. And, like, in the moment, it was very startling for a child, but looking back on it now, that's one of the funnier moments. If I have top 10 funny moments,
yeah,
that's got to be in it, and it that's why this movie was so dear to me.
Huh. That's a good one.
Plus, I like those kind of movies. I just don't like it when my woods out here look like it.
Right.
I just want to go eat a donut stick.
Now we're at number six. All right. This is another franchise that, okay, this is one I'm probably gonna catch. Like, this is in your top 10? But
I have a feeling I know what this is. Can I try to guess it?
No, almost on it.
Okay, I haven't.
After I say it, I'm gonna, if you like Truth the Festival, you can try to guess, but damn, that was one I guessed.
I'll be completely honest.
Okay.
If you tell me, and if it was what I thought.
All right.
I have it in my head before you tell me. Right. So, let me write it down so you believe me.
No, I'm just going to do it.
Okay, you just believe me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Child's Play.
No, that's not the one.
Well, that's not the one. That's not really it. I was going to see if you'd agree. Okay, Leprechaun.
That's what I was going to say. I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. You was trying to bait me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Like, well, that's not what it was.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, Leprechaun, for real, though.
Which one in particular?
The first one in particular, but...
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah. I actually met Jennifer Aniston.
Dude.
When I was at St. Jude, she was one of the people that came up there, and I remember it was like...
I know that I consider myself a married man with two kids. And I feel like it's okay to say that I used to have the hugest crush on Jennifer Aniston.
Well, dude, I just remember all these kids were up there and stuff. And I want to say most of the people that were there were kind of, like, hyped up. Like, oh, she played in this and this and that. Like, Along Came Polly and all these, like, upper big comedy movies and stuff. And I'm going over here, like, Leprechaun, like, her first movie ever. And, dude, I remember the first one. That's not even the first one we've seen.
I've watched all the Leprechauns.
Yeah, dude. All right, they get cheesier, but they're like a guilty pleasure of mine.
You made that feel sexual to me.
Guilty pleasure?
Yeah.
That's actually a real turn for me.
I know, but it just felt sexual.
Excuse me?
He didn't touch me or nothing, but it just, the words
touched but me. The reason why, like, all right, I seen the second one first, which second one's a good one too. I don't lie, like that. Those like
the only one that I can really remember is the first one.
Well, each one is like a different story. With like, supposedly the theory is it's different leprechauns, except for the newest one because it's a sequel to the first one.
Yeah.
But the second one was the first one I ever seen, and I liked it. And so I went. We were at the video store one night, and actually, I got to rent two movies, and. It was Leprechaun and another movie that's on my list. I haven't got to yet.
Oh.
But
that night made a list for 20 something years later. Well,
I was young. I can't remember. how old I was, but I remember seeing the Leprechaun cover because it had him looking out the doorway. And I was like, oh, that's the little Leprechaun from the movie. You know, I want to see that. And it was a different movie, but this one was good. You know, the movie was actually intended to be like a family kind of scary, creepy movie.
Leprechaun?
Yeah, there's actually a story behind it, but
I wouldn't watch it with my kids. Oh, no, right, dude. Now.
The original, they were going to make it like a little mischievous Leprechaun. And then when they made it, they were like, okay, his design looks a little bit frightening. So they were like, all right, well, we're going to, like, keep it going like the way they intended on. I think this, I might be a little wrong how this goes, but at some point in the movie, they had a scene where he's ripping and romping through the house, and he's trying to find his gold, right? And nobody's there. At some point, he goes to the kitchen, and he sees a box of, originally, a box of Lucky Charms. And whatever, but they, and apparently after they filmed the scene and like almost wrapped the movie up or something, like I might be wrong about this, but this is like vagueness how I remember it. But supposedly General Mills came in and was like did a cease and desist, where it was like, you can't use Lucky Charms in your movie. So they were like, well, fuck. So they went to film the scene again, said they got some kind of generic knockoff cereal that looked the same. It's called, like, Lucky Clovers. So the leprechaun grabs the box of the cereal, and he goes take a bite out of it, and he's like, ah, he spits it out. And at the end of the movie, when they go to kill the leprechaun, spoiler alert, if you've never seen it, dude takes his little slingshot, and the only thing killing him is a four-leaf clover. And that's like his weakness somehow. This kid takes it, and he takes a piece of gum, and he wraps the clover up in a gum, in his piece of gum, and he pulls it slingshot back, and he's like, hey, Lep. And the leprechaun looks up, and he's got his damn slingshot pulled back. He's like, fuck you, Lucky Charms. And he shot the clover in his mouth. And the only reason they put that line in the movie was a big fuck you to General Mills.
Dude, that's epic, though.
Yeah, dude. Like,
what an epic way to say fuck you in a movie.
But apparently, the young movie's on PG-13. But
that doesn't surprise me.
That movie is fucking good. Like, but yeah, that's my, and I'm, that was one of the, I probably was like 4 or 5 when we rented that. Probably 5. It's probably the, yeah, about the year I started kindergarten, something like that.
Really?
Yeah, my mom rented it for me.
Well, my number 6 is something that is very dear to me, and I think I've talked to you about it. Cloverfield. And that does include the entire franchise. But Cloverfield is the one. Because when I watched it, yeah, I've seen that. When I watched it in theaters, I watched it in theaters when it came out. As an impressionable child, that when your father does not tell you that this shit's not real, right? Yeah. The way that it was filmed, you know, I was just like, is this fucking real? Like, is this... That was my first found footage movie I ever watched, besides Blair Witch. And I was just like, why hasn't this been on the fucking news? You know what I mean? Like, it scared me, not because that movie's scary, but because, like I said, as a young kid, you're kind of like, dude, do we need to fucking... No one said anything about this? Because I didn't know how, like, production worked.
A lot of people were actually thinking that was a Godzilla movie.
That's not a Godzilla movie.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, for the longest time, people were hyping it up. Like, it's like a found footage Godzilla movie. But, should we move on?
But, yeah, that's why that movie's up there where it is.
I mean, it just
felt so real.
I understand.
To me.
But it's like, I'm not a really big fan of it.
Because I was impressed.
That movie came out when I was a little older, so.
Yeah, you're a little older than me. That's why our lists are a little different. Anyway,
alright.
You're number 5. But before we start our top 5, we're going to go ahead and do something that we need to do.
What?
Because this is what we do as a business.
Uh-huh.
And roll a commercial real quick and take a little break and come back with our top 5.
All right.
So, anyway, we're going to go leave for another 3 hours. So, you guys enjoy listening to James and his entrepreneurship.
Yeah. My manure ship. Yo.
And we're back. Anyway, we're going to go through our top 5. We've kind of drugged this out a whole lot. And that wasn't our intentions. But
I'm not gonna go, you know, boom, 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 but I am gonna, we are gonna kind of speed things up a little bit.
All right. Your top five.
My five or my top five?
You do your top five.
My top five down.
No, you do five to two, and then I'll do five to two, and then we'll okay. do our number ones.
All right, my number five is Batman.
What Batman?
Batman.
Just Batman?
Batman.
I don't understand.
From 89, the first Michael Keaton. Oh, the reason, I used to borrow this movie from a neighbor of mine when I was a kid, and the case, like, it just had showed the Batman logo. That was it. There was no words, no nothing. It just showed a Batman logo, like his chest symbol was just on the case, and that was it. And, dude, I just love that movie. As soon as it starts, you know, the Tim Burton, like, dark side shit. Mm-hmm. And
I love Tim Burton movies.
I used to borrow it from them, and I loved it. And Jack Nicholson is a Joker. Let's give this town an enema.
It's not my favorite Joker.
He's probably my favorite Joker because it was like, that was my Joker growing up.
And definitely Heath Ledger for me.
Yeah, most people like Heath Ledger. I understand why, but Jack Nicholson.
He just did a good job.
I like Jack Nicholson.
He did a good job, too.
Now, number four is a very dear movie to me. And it's not that good of a movie by far, but when I was a kid, this was the greatest movie on the planet.
This was my favorite.
To this day, I cherish this fucking movie.
I really want to hear this.
I cherish everything about this. Obviously, I have so much of my life wrapped up in this subject. It's unreal. And I've actually met some of the people that's played in this.
Okay, I know what it is. Yeah. Then. You guys don't understand how much I hear about this.
Now, I don't really talk about it that much.
No, but I have heard a lot.
Mainly, it's like, bro.
Everything that you're about to say, I've heard.
Well, this was.
I've heard that much.
This is one of the movies I ran out with the Leprechaun. And I remember, like, dude, this movie was probably rented when I was a kid more than any other movie. And I didn't ever get it. I should have just got my mom to buy me this movie. But the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie is like, I would to this day go.
I can't believe that's not your number one.
It was hard. It's in the top five, though, but it was hard.
I feel like I absolutely know what your number one is, and when we get there, I'm going to guess.
In this movie, in that movie, actually, Karen Ashley was the only actress I think I've met from that one, I think.
The yellow one?
Yeah, I think so.
I met the red one.
He wasn't in that movie. He quit the show before they ever made the movie.
When I was a kid, I liked Power Rangers, but not that much.
Oh, dude, it's just, Power Rangers came out in 93, so it was like August, I want to say it was mid-August, and my birthday is August the 5th, so literally like just a few days after turn two, Power Rangers hit, and it was the biggest thing on the planet. I'm not joking, it was like the, you know, they closed down the interstate in Florida because of Power Rangers.
Really?
Yeah, look into that, true story, because they had Power Rangers Live at Universal doing this, it wasn't even supposed to be a thing. Like, they did one of the sound stages down there, and they were going to do, like, some kind of press conference deal because the show was getting big. Well, they turned it into this big thing, dude, and then all of a sudden started selling tickets to it. Oh, yeah, they closed down the freeway down in Orlando. Like, the damn interstate itself was, like, shut down.
Damn.
Because people were trying to get to Universal Studios to see Power Rangers. It was, like, the biggest thing on the planet in, like, 94, 95. And then just, it kind of just dwindled down out of nowhere. But, yeah, Power Rangers. And that's definitely a movie I would see in theaters, like, today, just to say I did. But anyway, moving on to number three, Star Wars.
I have
Return of the Jedi, specifically. Why? I don't know why that movie sticks out more than any of them. Empire Strikes Back is supposed to be one of the better ones, but Jedi, I really don't know why. Like, it's just, when I was a kid, my mom and stepdad bought me the fucking trilogy on VHS. I'm talking about the last time, the original trilogy aired before they started, like, hacking it up, messing with it. I still have it. But, all right, the next one. Back to the Future 2. Now, I've seen Back to the Future in theaters. And
this is your number three?
This is number two. Star Wars is number three.
Okay.
Back to the Future is above Star Wars?
Yeah.
Okay.
But two is my favorite. One I've seen in theaters. I've watched two. Three's pretty good. Like, three is actually, like, it's probably my least favorite of three, but it's just as good. And then saving number one.
Okay, can I add something to my honorable mentions that I forgot real quick?
Sure.
Jeepers Creepers.
To your honorable mentions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely my top five horror movies, but I just don't feel like it should be in the top 10.
It's a pretty good movie.
Okay, so you may not agree with me, but anyway, my number five is Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that one should have snuck its way into my honorable mentions.
The first one.
Yeah.
But the whole franchise, though, that's one of my favorite franchises. Dude,
it's getting better, too. Like, it went, like, great down to shitty.
And then great.
And then three was kind of, like, a little bit of slope up, but not, you know, it's kind of like.
You'd think, like, at this point now, like, the past two would be shitty, and they're not. Like, they were good.
I'm surprised they never come out with a TV series. But, Jurassic World was definitely pick me up. That's nasty.
Dude, that was nuts.
I hope they don't stink. But anyway. Oh, quit.
I can't do it.
You're wearing pajama pants. There's no shield.
I got underwear on.
My fucking seat covers are going to soak that
it
in.
It smells like lotion.
Lotion? In your butt?
Number four, I think, is where you're going to be upset with me at.
That better not stink.
Number five was Jurassic Park. Number four is Star Wars.
Okay.
Specifically, which one do you think?
It's probably going to be in the prequel trilogy.
Yeah, you're right. Which one is it?
Probably Revenge of the Sith.
Episode what?
Three.
Yeah, you're right. That's, just the duel. Between,
yeah, usually that's everybody's favorite. But one of the, you know, I think they fucked up by making it so epic, because it's like, you know, they have this on Mustafar, they have this big epic jumping around lightsaber duel. But if you watch the original New Hope, they're like two old men, like, you know, like
Episode 3 definitely is number 4. Yes. But the whole franchise as a whole, Mandalorian included.
Watch, I was a letter, now I'm the master.
Alright, number 3 is I Am Legend.
I thought you said the Iron Giant.
No. I Am Legend with Will Smith.
Okay.
Because, like, when I see the end of the world like
Why
that...
Why are you jacking off?
I'm scratching my nuts. When I see the end of the world in my eyes, I feel like that's how it's going to be. Yeah. It's not going to be so... You know, that's a more complex... apocalypse.
And it's like just all the cities are going to start growing vegetation.
Yeah, like, and it was so...
That's actually predicted, you know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I watched this movie when it came out in theaters, and at that time, like, the cinematics of it, you know, like, the deer in Times Square and stuff, like, it was just so good to me, and I was like, damn, and there's no way this could have not been... It was hard for me to not put it above where it's at.
Alright.
And plus, again, the love of my genre of, like, just apocalyptic movies, which I almost put Cargo in here, but I didn't. It's a good movie on Netflix if y'all want to go watch it. Number two, I don't know if you've ever seen this movie, and I don't think you have. It's got Christian Bale, I think, is his name. No.
Batman?
That's not him.
I am Batman.
Who? Have you ever seen the movie Sinister?
Yeah, but you can't...
No, this is not that movie.
I know, but Sinister is one of those movies I've seen, but I can't tell you shit about it because I've seen
so
many movies like that.
Do you know the main guy?
No, not offhand.
It's not Christian Bale. It may be Christian Bale.
Christian Bale's got to play Batman and Batman.
I know who Christian Bale is, but I don't want to say that that's him and then it not be him, but it may be. It's called Predestination. And let me tell you why this movie... Go watch this movie, bro. Like, I'll pay for you to go watch this movie.
I got heartburn. Anyway, sorry.
Because this movie is a movie about a time traveler that...
Back to the Future.
No. It's a guy, right? And you're like, what the fuck? And he keeps going back and he's got the little suitcase or whatever that makes him time travel or whatever. And
what it is he was he was a girl, right?
Yeah.
He was he was born a hermaphrodite, right? And later on in life turned into a man. Uh-huh. Okay. Before he turned into a man, the girl got pregnant and had a kid. And then something happened when she had the kid, and she ended up having a sex change because of something that happened. It's pretty crazy, okay? And turned into a guy, which that guy became the time traveler, right? Uh-huh. The dude that is time traveled back in time to get her pregnant, himself pregnant, right? Right?
Is that incest?
I don't know.
I think it's worse than incest.
Then you find out, and mind you, the guy that's time traveling is trying to find the Unabomber, okay? Uh-huh. Okay, so this guy time travels and gets himself pregnant when she's a female and has the kid, whatever kid grows up. The dude makes sure that he gets the kid, travels back in time with the kid, and puts it at the doorstep of his own mama. Okay? Yes. He gets himself pregnant.
Oh no, I've gone cross-eyed.
He goes back in time to get himself pregnant, and then has himself, that turns into a man, and then that baby is him. And then he is the Unabomber. And he fucking shoots the Unabomber part of himself. And then the movie's over. And he just goes, he always goes on this cycle of returning this baby to the doorstep every time. Because if not, then he dies. He doesn't become, he's not himself. It's fucking insane.
I'll get you.
And it's a very long movie.
You just reminded me of a movie that you need to see if you haven't. It's actually, I've never seen the
original. Such a good movie.
I've never seen the Japanese, but it has nothing to do with that, but you just put a movie in my head where it's one of those, like, shit happens, and it's like, what the fuck? It's originally a Japanese movie, but they remade it over here, and Josh Brolin plays the main character. Well, it's like this kid is, like, all richy, preppy motherfucker when he's young and shit. So, he's like a bully type deal, right? And so, he ends up picking on this, like, kid in his prep school or something like that. Or, fuck, I can't remember some shit that happens. And you don't know what the fuck's going on. But, eventually, dude gets older. And, has a kid and his wife and shit. And then, all of a sudden, his wife and she get murdered.
Damn.
And, he gets framed for it. And so they fucking, I can't remember. I've seen this movie, but I haven't, like, seen it through and through. But it's, like, the story itself is very memorable. But it's called Old Boy or Old Dog. Old Boy. It's one of the two.
Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of it.
Well, this movie, dude's, like, he didn't go to prison, or he did. And I'm trying to think of how the fuck he got to the where he was. But at some point, he wakes up in, like, his apartment type deal. And it's like, what the fuck? And he can't leave. And it's like, what the fuck's going on? And there's a TV in there, and it comes on. And there's all this shit, like, this, like, channel that shows this, like, life shit. Like, not Hallmark, but, like, History Channel type deal stuff or something like that. But some stuff that's more current. And it's showing the same shit every day. And it shows stuff about him. Where it's like, oh, so dude killed his whole family, but his daughter survived. Not like his baby daughter. And dude's like, what the fuck? And he can't get out of this place, but there's constantly this food coming in the door. Like, and it's the same food every fucking day. And it's like this Chinese food. And it's the same exact food every day. Well, this motherfucker's in this place for years.
Years?
Years. And he don't know what the fuck's going on. There's no way to get out or anything. But he's, like, chilling. And he's watching his TV. And it's showing his daughter and stuff. And it's always a thing about, like, this dude killed his family. Like, what is his daughter doing now? And he's seeing his daughter grow up on this TV in front of him. And he's like, bro, what the hell? Like, I need to get out of here. Every day he's trying to think of a way to fucking get out. And he can't. Well, his daughter pretty much grows up, and it shows her, like, she's, like, this cello player, I think, and she's, like, world famous and shit, and so he's like, dad, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Well, I can't remember, he almost gets out, and at some point, he gets whacked, like, don't die. He just gets knocked out. Well, then he wakes up in his trunk. Like a trunk, like a, you know, like a suitcase type deal. And he's in the middle of a field. And he's just wearing a suit and shit. Don't know what the fuck's going on. So he sees this, like, person in the distance. He tries to chase him. And he ends up being, like, some random place out in public. And there's this woman there that's trying to, like, oh, calm down. She's, like, one of those people that helps, like, homeless people and stuff. And she's, like, let me help you type deal. And so he's, like, pretty much don't know what the fuck's going on. He's been up this place, like, 20-some-odd years.
God dang.
And so he was trying to figure out, like, who the fuck had him hostage. Like, you know. So this girl pretty much helps him. And she's, like, a bit younger than him, but she's grown. And shit, so I was like, I want to try to find my daughter, and I got to own, like, these people that frame me and shit, like, what the fuck's going on? So, he's like, I need to find my way around. So, he gets all these clues and shit, and he's like, I need to go to Chinese restaurants. He's like, what is that? I need to go to, like, Chinese restaurants to eat this cuisine and shit. So, he's trying to find the food he's been eating for the last 20-some-odd years. And he's trying to find the exact, because he knows what it tastes like. So he goes to all his restaurant, orders the same shit he's been eating. As soon as he gets it, he sees it, and he's like, oh, that's not it. That's not it. And then once he sees, like, a few that look like, he'll taste it. That's not it. And finally he finds it. That's it. And then he pretty much tracks down the people that held him hostage, and Samuel L. Jackson. And he's like, why? He's like, no, we didn't do this. So he beats the shit out of him almost because we did not do this. And it's like, we got hired to do this. And it's like, so who sent in this? So he goes on this big goose chase trying to find who the fuck did this. And this whole time he's building up, like, this not relationship with this girl that's helping him. But he's, like, slowly, like, at some point they just, like, have this passionate love scene.
They have sex.
Yeah. Like, it's all passionate and shit, right? So
been cooped up in there for a while.
You're right. But anyway, he has his way with it, and they do their thing. Anyway, he finally finds the fucker that does it. And he gets to this place, and it's like this big mansion-type deal. And he sees his daughter playing the cello. And he sees it through the glass, and then all of a sudden, lights come on. She's done. Okay, I'm done. He's like, where are you going? It's like, oh, no, she's tired. And it's like, what the fuck? And so they play this, like, tape in front of him. He's like, yeah. It's like, explain what the fuck's going on. Well, the dude that did this was, like, this rich dude. And what happened was, apparently back when they were younger, his dude was, I guess, like, I think he was sleeping with his sister. But he caught his dad, like, the dude that put him in there, seeing his dad having sex with his sister. And nobody knew about it, and he's told. Well, that was like, oh shit. So they came and, like, oh, now, like, this rich dad dude is, like, put, like, you know, in the position of, like, he's having sex with his daughter. So dad goes nuts, kills his whole family, kills his sister, like, his daughter, the girl that he's doing that to, kills her, kills his wife, kills everybody, shoots his son. Then shoots himself, but the son didn't die. He blamed the dude that told him when he was young that he was the reason why his dad went fucking nuts and did that and killed his whole family and then shot him. So he was like, he hired this girl and shit. He's been recording her whole life to look like his daughter, and it's not his daughter. Turns out the trunk that was put out in the field was put there in a special place for a reason. He was all let. Everything was, he was done, was in tandem. Like, it was supposed to happen like that. And the girl that he slept with was his daughter. And he shows it, like, he lets you know, it's like, you did this. Like, you did this to me. Now I did this to you. And then I think dude kills himself. So dude's got to live with the fact that he slept with his daughter. Like, he didn't sleep with his daughter on purpose. But you get what I'm saying?
And holy then, shit.
So he's got to live with the fact that he fucked dude's life over and pretty much killed his whole family, more or less. And then now it's like, you did this to me, I do this to you. And then dude ends up like, fuck, what do I do now? Like, how do I live with this? So he goes back to Samuel Jackson, gives him a shit ton of money, was like, lock me up. Feed me every day. So, yeah. That's the end of the movie, but that's, if you ever
said, what the fuck?
I just talked this whole fucking time about a movie. We're not even on our list. What the fuck? Yeah,
you dude, should, I'm gonna have to watch that movie. I was literally sitting here.
It's a remake of a Japanese movie.
If anybody, well, the people that are listening to this shit, the whole time he was talking, like, I was just sitting here, like, watching this movie in my head while he was talking it.
I just did a spoiler alert for this whole fucking movie. Meanwhile, I didn't tell all the details and shit, but it's a real mindfuck. All
right, so I'm adding...
Apparently, that's like a big movie, though. Like, people know about it. Like, it's like a big cult movie.
All right, so...
So I'm on number one.
Number one. Before we do it, though, mind you, we haven't seen these lists. What we're going to do is out loud guess. Now, you don't tell me.
I'm sure you know mine.
Okay, but we're going to both guess each other's, right? And we're going to do this for every list... And we have some other stuff that we're probably going to try and do later.
I'm trying to think what your favorite... I don't know what your first movie would be.
I've talked about this. I'll give you a hint. Your mom.
What?
Your mom. Your mom. Is your hint. Think movies and your mom. Put those two together.
I don't know.
Not just like, oh, your mom. Like, your actual mother. And movies, put them together.
Oh, I know your favorite movie.
Okay, so
we've discussed it. I know what you're talking about, though.
And I feel like this one's an easy one because we've discussed this a lot, and I feel like we're gonna get it right. So what we're gonna do is if I get yours right, and this is in the future and everything. So if I get yours right, mm-hmm. and you get mine wrong. You owe me $100.
$100.
I mean, we're doing good in life, so we can do that. Oof. Good enough. All right, and vice versa. But if we both get it right, we just gotta slap the shit out of each other.
That's dumb. No.
Yeah.
No. How about if we both get it right? Just slap the shit out of each other. What kind of shit is that? You're touching your dick. You ain't touching my face.
It was my left hand. I smack with my right.
Earlier you had your right hand in your pants.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we need to think of something. Or that just cancels out.
Yeah, it cancels out. I'd rather much cancel out. What kind of shit is that?
Alright.
You're still playing with your dick.
I gotta pee.
Okay, do I go first or you go first?
Yeah, but you guess first.
I guess first, eight seconds.
All right, and then I'm going to guess, and I'm going to
say... Oh, was that right?
I'm not going to tell you until all I tell my list. And then I think yours is Friday the 13th, but I'll find out in just a moment.
Yeah.
Whenever you tell me.
All right, so who goes first?
You.
Friday the 13th.
I knew it.
Part...
Six.
Four.
You're a liar.
Six. You're a liar. You owe me $100.
No, I do not. Nope. I got it right.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Ow, bro, what the fuck? You ain't even guess yet. You smacked the shit out of me.
I didn't even touch my nuts.
Oh, God, you hit me in the tooth.
In the tooth? Shouldn't have had your mouth open.
I think I peed
open.
A little bit in your car.
Anyway, your turn.
8 seconds.
All right. Give me $100.
Mm-mm. 8 seconds is my favorite movie because that was my blippy when I was a kid.
You can't just say that on a podcast without them knowing that was your blippy.
That was my, like, my son watches Blippi, and if you're a parent, you know what Blippi is. Blippi's 8 seconds was my blippy. I've seen that movie at least 300 times.
I've seen it. Some of mom's favorite movies.
And it led into me actually doing bull riding in high school and learning that shit hurts and that shit is very hard to do and it's very fucking painful and it's not worth it. Don't be a bull rider. But anyway,
8 Seconds is my favorite movie of all time. And will never change from that.
I don't say... I can't sit there and say Friday the 13th is my favorite movie of all time. Like I said, I'm a movie buff, so saying that my favorite movie of all time is actually a hard one. Like, what movie do I like more than anything? I can't do that. Like,
I can.
Maybe when I was younger, I could have done that, but, like, as an adult who actually collects and just loves movies, I don't have just a downright, like, that's my favorite movie of all time. I could watch that. If I was locked up in prison with one choice of movie for the rest of my life, this is what I want to watch. No, I couldn't do it. Like,
I could.
8 Seconds, would you think that would be the one movie you could just sit here and watch back to back to back to back to back? I've actually been in a scenario where I've had to watch a movie back to back to back to back to back, and it fucking sucks.
You don't understand how bad I have to pee right now.
You ever seen Borat?
No, actually.
I had to watch that movie back to back to back to back to back. All right, well.
Oh, my God. You just got to hold on, bro.
Holy he's shit. Pissing.
Dude, it looks creepy.
Are you serious?
Not my penis. The outside.
What the fuck? Holy shit, dude. What the fuck is that?
Stop.
No, do you see that? Look straight ahead. Do you fucking see it?
Stop.
Stop what?
Stop moving. As soon as you say shit like that, I start seeing.
Oh shit!
It scared me, dude. There's nothing out there.
Okay, well, that was the concept we're doing. So that was a prime example of how this is going to go. Now, sometimes the list will be a lot shorter. Sometimes it might be longer. It just depends.
If you've made it this far in the podcast, we really appreciate you, and you are a true fan.
Like, I'm just saying, like, sometimes, like, I don't want to make, like, necessarily, like, all the podcasts we do just strictly, like, this is a list, we're going to talk about it. Like, there's no way we could put in a story time right now or anything like that. Like, we could, but I'm really fucking tired.
I am too. We have another job.
Yeah, so, I actually got to go home. It's like, 3 a.m. here. Yes. I'm tired, and my windows are fogged up.
And I have to get my mullet tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
True story.
Pics coming soon to a social media near you.
I hope I just get up in time to go to my appointment at 10.
It's almost Valentine's Day.
That was random.
I bought my girl some roses and some other stuff.
Gabriel.
Gabriella, she's so come sassy. Here. Your mother needs you in the kitchen. I'm gonna invite her on the podcast one night.
Yeah. Yeah, right, I think that wraps things up, man.
Wraps it up.
Well, like I said, I hope you enjoyed it. And
my favorite movie ever is Rugrats in Paris.
Mine is the Proud Family movie.
What?
The Proud Family movie.
Yeah.
You remember the Proud Family?
Yes.
The black
Penny Proud and the Proud Family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot the dad's name. And they had a grandma look just like Madea. Yeah. I remember it. Yeah.
It's not my favorite movie. My favorite movie of all time is every paid programming on TV.
Well, what did you say? What was your favorite movie again? Oh, 8 Heads and Double Bag?
No. Is it 8 or 7?
8.
Sure.
I have it, maybe, or I did.
There's a lot of movies that... We gotta get off here, man. Yeah. Anyway, y'all have a good night, and tune in next week
for our top 10 favorite porn parodies, JK. That would be interesting, though, but no, we're not doing that.
Let's put it in the bag.
No, I'm not putting it in the bag.
I have a top 5 for sure.
I don't.
I do.
I don't.
I can tell you 2 right now.
Oh,
Addams
God
Family
damn.
And Scooby-Doo.
Okay. Never mind.
Anyway, y'all have a good time. Stay safe. And all that good stuff. On our social media. Go on our YouTube, on Can of Car Media. Check out our videos. Check out our podcast. Spread the word. And be looking out for merch on a website that I'm not going to say right now due to copyright reasons. But when we get it, we will let you guys know. So, anyway, like I said, stay safe and Have a good night from the On Blast podcast.
All right. And I'm James.
And I'm Christian.
And I've got a boner.